All right, now, good morning to you guys. I'm Vijay Jordan. I hope you guys great. Happy Sunday to you all, all right? Now, they want to triple check my behind about Joe Scarborough. It's actually, you know, really something that is really shocking people about Joe Scarborough being a black man, right? Joe Scarborough's parent is black. The same way Joe Scarborough has lied about being white, his parent was lying about being white. All right, now, fact check me. One of Joe Scarborough's children wanted to bring home somebody black. He noted down. He said no. He was not going for it, despite him being black. He wanted to keep the charade going. Okay, Joe Scarborough's parent. His parent that, you know, does that make sense? Right? No, his parent, his biological parent, not just his grandparent and not just his great-grandparent, black. Okay, Joe Scarborough's own parent is black. Joe Scarborough has a black parent, mixed race, but black, right? Let me explain, you know, I already explained about Joe Scarborough's, lineage. He has a black, a fully black great-grandparent. They cut him off, they don't deal with him. All right, now his parents' parent, all right, now is biracial, but married somebody white. And then they had Joe Scarborough's parent, you know, the black parent, the black grandparent had, you know, Joe Scarborough's parent after they married somebody white. And then Joe Scarborough's biracial parent married somebody white and had Joe Scarborough, who is also black. His grandparent is completely black, a great grandparent, completely black. And on down the line, black, 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 right? And they start trying to take it white. And cut off all their black, relatives and don't fool with them. Don't want to be seen with them. Don't communicate with them. Even his parent was lying about being white. It's not everybody in his family, it's his shitty ass. That, you know, cut off his grandparents. His great-grandparents. I hope that you, his great-grandparents. I hope that you guys are well and greater right now. That's for what, good morning. But as far as the United, so Joe Scarborough is a black man. Joe Scarborough is the descendant, the progeny, sired by African slaves. He is the progeny of African slaves. He is the descendant of African slaves. He has the lineage of African slaves. He was behind closed doors with Biden. Fact check my ass. Asked him. Saying nigger and stuff. When they would say nigger, he would giggle and laugh to the top of his lungs. As they said, he took opportunities that was like saying on Morning Joe, racist so mad, saying, you know, white men could have been on Morning Joe making money like that. He makes $6 or $7 million a year. He make a lot. Right? So why he went to steal from me money that's earned? He lied to get money. He deceived people to get money. He played a racist game to get money. He looked down on people to get money. He did all manner of stuff to people to get money. He hid who he was to get money. He pretended to be white to get money. Being around racist men that would have dragged his black ass on out of there, right? Let's see, you know, what do I say about this dude, right? Does that make sense, right? No, that's for the Lord. It don't take you being a shithole or ass to nobody. God really don't like ugly, okay? Joe Scarborough has successfully pretended to be white for 61 years. I told you guys, this is a real formula given by Jesus, given by the wisdom of Jesus. It's not pretend. It's not reading. I can't read Joe Scarborough's skin. No more than the intelligence community that he worked with in Washington. He was in Congress. They didn't know he was black. They can't read his skin either. They were up close to him. I'm just seeing him on TV, right? I don't even watch Morning Joe, right? Joe Scarborough, you know, the racists want their money back, right? A black man that they led into the Freemasons' back door. Okay, I will say this again. Do you know how Warren Buffett stole overnight? I got something for you, racists, right? As far as, like, the extraction is concerned, sell the fraud, right? It's the information, right? Sell the fraud. And these buttholes like Obama, too. If you're not racist like Biden and Mitch McConnell, it's been really something. Demeaning, heartless. You know, they lynched me. They got me kicked outside. Even William said, Brother Kate was watching me sleep in the back of my car, laughing to the top of the lungs. As Biden is caught, recorded, drawing up my work. I went before a judge, the racist didn't say anything. I got extensions for my lights in my rent, the racist didn't say anything. I went to three separate jobs. They kept pulling people off the phone and didn't say anything. Saying they're going to break my black ass. His brother Kate laughed to the top of his lungs, watching him stream me sleep in the back of my car. as they kept filming, but didn't bother to say that they had dried up my money, didn't bother to say that they were lynching me, didn't bother to say that they were starving me, didn't bother to say that they kept pulling everybody off the phone. I got proof, I took a video of it. They didn't bother to say that they were doing all this evil to me. They didn't bother to say that every time I changed jobs, they were, you know, for the few times people would be on it, they'd be so racist or just be blank, nobody'd be on it for days. They didn't say that I changed jobs 3 times and one company said, well, it took them 1 year and 4 months to get back to me this year because they were so backlogged. I'm like, how do you run your business if you can't get back to your workers for 3 or 4 months or right now, or your contractors? I'm not the work of the contractors, right? You own the business. I right now, that's for the Lord. I right now, they stole my $1,200 rent check. They stole $700 and impounded my car. They went to the dealership and got a key and they searched my car trying to steal the farmer for me. These racists are fucked up and they nasty. No. Oh, God, no. No. Let me explain. All right, now, I thank God for the people at the top and their integrity. The United States has really been trying to rob me blind. Let me explain. I get 30% of the stock that I currently have, but I was supposed to get 100%. Anything got extracted, I own it. Basically put, okay, if I went today and extracted $10 million, right, by Jesus' wisdom, because I can't do that on my own, the Bible says, remember, it's the Lord, your God, that gives you the power to get wealth. There are 8 billion people in 7 continents out here. You have to get across planet Earth to even accomplish something like that. First and foremost, you need the wisdom of Jesus. Otherwise, I can't do that. I'm a person. I have no ability to make money like that. But in Jesus, by the Holy Spirit's wisdom, his genius, I can, right? I don't have to prove that Ripple is real. Ex Joe Scarborough's black parent. He does not just have a black great-grandparent. He does not just have a black grandparent. Joe Scarborough's own parent. The parent that, you know, that he whose body he came from. Okay, Joe Scarborough's parent, whose body he came from, who he got one of his parents, he got 23 chromosomes from, and they're black. Right? He's a black man. What's up? They did confirm this. They did triple confirm this. They triple confirmed this over and over again. They confirmed it so much so because Joe Scarborough, he kept trying to duck, he kept trying to hide it. So like, yeah, he is black. Okay. All right, now, so let me explain something. It's not that I'm supposed to have 30%. I get 100%. These are nasty-ass racists. They were trying to steal that from me. All right, now, I thank the people at the top for their integrity. I thank them in Jesus' name for their integrity. Okay, anything that I extract, even if I go extract $10 million today, brand new, I get 100% of it. I get all $10 million. I can sell some of the stock, though, to triple or double my money. Right? So that $10 million would balloon up to $20 million because I can take the 100% of the million that I own. I own 100% of it, and I can just sell shares to it, and I can double it up to $20 million. Everything I extract, I own 100% of it. The United States can't give me 30% because I own 100%. Look at these stupid shitholes. This time I got 30%. These assholes tried to she can get 30%. Then tried to steal it back. They're so fucked up and racist. Okay. So they basically tried to rob me blind that time at the 30%. I won't whine about the 30%. I think everybody and their parents can see that these racists have made enough money off of me, right? I just get 30% of 100% of money I'm supposed to have, right? So for that time, I did just get 30%. I thank God for that 30%. But, you know, in the next one, I'm not taking any reduction. I get 100% of everything I extract, right? They did tell you that, right? And I thank God for the people at the top of their integrity. Because people got such massive returns, they were like saying she can keep it, so she can keep the money. Anything she extract, she get 100%, and it's from a global supply chain, right? You can fact check me. United States has 0 claims to it. They can't even, look at where it's coming from. It's from planet Earth. It's from the hands of the Lord, because I can't even flex. It literally is from across planet Earth. United States has no clown way to even claim this one and try to lie this one. Oh, no. What fools would even try that? So it's not that I own 30% of the stock. No, that don't, no. Let me explain it. I own 100, okay, any oil, they call it oil, but, you know, it's liquid, basically it's liquid money, it's liquid gold. Gold is God's currency. Even in the Bible says that, you know, all right, no, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob say, Abraham was rich in gold. Does that make sense? And Abraham was rich in gold, and Abraham was rich in silver, it's in the Bible in Genesis, right? So basically, it's liquid gold, it's liquid money. Anything I extract, I own 100%. I don't own 30%, I don't own 40%. I do own it, but, you know, I don't just own 30%. I don't just own 40%. I don't just own 50%. I don't just own 60%. I don't just own 70%. I don't just own 80%. I don't just own 90%. I own 100% of anything. That's right. These stupid-ass racists are trying to make me a deal about my own money. These some stupid-ass shitty folks. Okay, what you fuckers can do, you can take your racism, you can stick it up your ass. How'd that feel? I do not appreciate how you assholes treated me. You fuckers like Obama to go straight to hell. Big-eared ass, right? Just a nasty-ass clown. I didn't set out to harm anybody, disrespect anybody, talk at anybody, talk down to anybody, steal from anybody, harm anybody, lynch anybody. I didn't harm anybody, hurt anybody. I didn't lie on anybody, threaten to frame anybody, threaten to starve anybody. I didn't threaten to humiliate anybody, embarrass anybody. I didn't starve anybody. I didn't do war crimes and criminal acts against somebody for 10 months, right? What's up? Okay, so let me explain by Jesus pouring this out again. I don't appreciate how the United States treated me, and I promise you I'll never forget. I will never forget it. I'm happy to go over to Europe and Asia. It's my great honor to go sell the stock over there so that governments and people and their citizens and their governments can greatly enrich their countries and their people. I kiss Jesus' feet. It would be my great honor to. To give people an opportunity to buy the stock, it would be my great honor to. They can buy it into their heart's content. But in the United States, you know, until God says so, right, that is over in Europe and Asia. I want Africa and Mexico to be able to buy the stock too, as well as Europe and Asia to be able to buy the stock too. As long as you don't hate Jesus, you don't hate Israel, you're not a warmonger, you can buy, you know, you can buy stock and help your citizens, help yourselves, and help your own families and help your countries. It'd be my great honor to sell you stock. United States is blocked. Never, ever will I sell United States stock after how these racists treated me. Joe Scarborough is a black man that infiltrated the back door. The back door is a, you know how they say house of walls? The back door is something that white men have in place to put their female relatives, daughters, granddaughters, nieces. The back door is literally called the back door. The back door is something that white men have in the Freemasons to put their daughters and their female relatives into. Joe Scarborough, when they thought he was a white man, he was a black man, we just exacerbated. They triple-checked me that Joe Scarborough is, in fact, a black man. He even got a black parent. His own parent is black. Joe Scarborough's parent is black. It's not down the line, it's his own parent. His own grandparent, his own great-grandparent. Okay. Joe Scarborough, when they thought he was a white man, because he kept lying about being white, they invited him to use the back door to put his feet, you know, okay, I'm going to say it to you just like this, listen to me. You know how Warren Buffett has a granddaughter in the Freemasons? You know, he has a granddaughter in the Freemasons. Joe Scarborough has a female relative in the Freemasons that is a woman, biologically just like me. As a black man, he got invited to use the back door because he lied that he's white and he didn't tell them that he was black. Fact check my ass that this black man has a female relative in the Freemasons that is a biological girl like me. Fact check me that this black man, Joe Scarborough, has a female relative in the Freemasons that is a natural biological woman with a period and, you know, with ovaries and a vagina, just like me. It's as plainly as I could put it to you, right? You mean we're grown, you know what the anatomy is of a woman. All right, no, but fat check me, this black man, Joe Scarborough, why don't these faggots stay behind their walls? I don't want to belong with these clown faggots. They're delusional. All right, now I want to go to the bank in China, make them an offer. They can't refuse. They'd be nowhere near half, but I'd be underpaid to be fair to China. I ain't trying to hear nothing these racist guys saying, go to Europe and Asia, offer the stock there. I said, I'm done with the United States. At this for the time being, right? Maybe I can come back later, but not right now. It's too racist. Okay. Fat check me. I know what I'm saying. I stand by it. Joe Scarborough has a female relative. This black man, Joe Scarborough, was invited to use the back door to the Freemasons. This black man that pretended to be white, Joe Scarborough, this Rachel Dolezal, Joe Scarborough, nothing against Rachel Dolezal. That lady ain't did nothing to me. She pretended to be black and she's actually a white woman. Joe Scarborough pretended to be a white man, but he is a black man through and through. He completely black. His grandparent is black. His great-grandparent is black. His own parent is black. And he black, too. He black. Joe Scarborough, he black. Okay, check this out. Joe Scarborough, this black man, got invited to use the back door. They say they keep niggers. We keep niggers out of here, but, you know, you're a white man. You can come use it. And, you know, put your female relative, I say it like that, into the Freemasons. And Joe Scarborough has a female this black man, Joe Scarborough, used a backdoor to put his, to smuggle his female relative into the Freemasons when they thought he was white. Fat check my ass to show how shitty and clown America is and how racist it is, right? What's up? Clearly there's no hows and wows that these fuckers are just racist and awful, right? Man, you stay your dumb asses behind you while nobody's trying to fit in with you delusional punks, right? Oh my god. Alright, now so I'm happy to go to the bank in Europe and Asia, right? I haven't done anything to these folks that they can disrespect me in any type of way, like that faggot racist that popped up 2 days ago screaming, making demands, making threats like you owe his dumb ass. I'm like, I don't even know this dumb ass racist. Why is he making demands? I don't know his stupid ass. America has really fucked up these clown races like they had fucked up Joe Scarborough when he kept pretending to be white. When he thought he was, when he started to believe that he was, what he had pretended so long, his dumb ass, making demands. Okay, let's see if Joe Scarborough's black ass makes demands today. Right? Alright, God forgive me for cussing, right? But, you know, that's what the Lord, I write. No, so, okay, let me explain it again. I don't get 30%. Anything got extract, I own 100%. And it's at my discretion to sell it to you so I can double my money and make it, instead of making, okay, say if I extracted $10 million today because it's global. It's not tied to the United States, it's global. Literally, you have to, you know, dig for it. By Jesus' wisdom and his goodness. But say by Jesus' wisdom and his goodness, because I don't have any power like this, man, I kiss Father God Jehovah's feet. I exalt the Father God Jehovah, his wisdom, his amazing. This I thank God for wisdom in Proverbs 8. I thank God for Father God Jehovah that made wisdom in Proverbs 8. I thank Father God for the Holy Spirit that by his wisdom poured me out something like ripple. Oh my God, I thank God for Jesus. Okay, I'm going to say it to you, but just like this, any delusional ass racist, I'm not shoring up shit for you assholes. You better sell that fraud. You have made your last dime off of me. Talk about 30%, you fat, you stupid ass racist. Then tried to like steal it back. You nasty asses. I thank God for the people at top and their integrity. I greatly appreciate the international. I thank God for these folks. I'm happy to go over to Europe and Asia so they can really make some money. To help their countries and everything. It'd be my great honor to. Even Australia and Oceania can buy it. Jesus willing, right? I want to, you know. But, okay. I don't get 30% of my own money. Right? This time it was 30% because these racists tried to steal. Enriching their dumbass families and them. Okay, anything that I extract is global. It's not out of America. If I extract $10 million, I get $10 million because I'm extracting it. I can choose to sell stock and double it to $20 million. I can let people buy and then, you know, double my own investment while it gives them some money too. Does that make sense? So if I extract $10 million, I get all $10 million of it because I'm extracting it. I get 100% of it. Any oil, liquid gold that I extract belongs to me. That's reality check. These racists can stick their racism and themselves up their asses. Stupid asses. You better sell that fucking fraud because you assholes at this moment are bankrupt. I hope you guys will and great. I write. Don't appreciate how these assholes treat me, these shitholes like Obama too. If you want, everybody's not racist like Mitch and Joe. If you're not, please don't be offended, but these are some shitty folks. These are some awful folks. I wish being treated like this on nobody, right? Does that make sense right now? That's for the Lord, but okay, so if I extract $10 million by Jesus, God forgive me, but through the Lord Jesus, by the Lord Jesus, because I have power like that. Through the Lord Jesus, by the Lord Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, if I extract the $10 million or another $1 million, right? That is a 31-digit number. 30 zeros, one digit in the front. If I extract $10 million or one million dollars, I get 100% of the money. And I can choose to sell stock of it to even make more money. I can double and triple my money just by selling stock. So my $10 million could become $20 million just by me selling stock. Why, it pays out other people dividends, right? Plus, it doubles my money up, at least double it. It can even triple it. It can make it go to $30 million while it's paying out other people. I get 100% of it. There's no 30%. I get 30% this time, but going forward, anything I expect to get 100%. There's no racist-ass clown middleman, slimy-ass racist in the middle. I told you I'm not extracting nothing in American territories. America has nothing to offer me, and I get 100% of my own money. I get 100%. I extract $1 million today. I keep the whole $1 million. I sell stock. It's going to balloon up to otherwise paying other people. It's going to balloon up for me past the $1 million, right? Stand alone without anybody investing, I still can keep the money they said. So I'm happy to go offer the stock in Europe and Asia to give people opportunity to profit, to help their countries and them. It'll change their lives, and it's my great honor that the Lord Jesus want to pour that out to them. Why, you know, it'll also triple my original money that I extract with 100%. So the triple, I own 100%. I can sell portions of my own 100%. to help people make some money. I'd be honored to do that. And then not only will it increase my 100% of my money that I make, it'll also help other people to make money. With the United States stand blocked. You racists can stick your racism up your asses. You shitholes like TD Jakes and Obama too. Good morning. Happy Sunday. Thank you guys so much.